We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We'll see what the Astros do coming out the gate, but they will do so without Pinocchio. If you don't know who Pinocchio is, that is Forrest Whitley. And as I see here, Tyler puts in, did Forrest Whitley prove to show that he's a real boy last
night? I'm a real boy!
He had himself a pretty good last performance. Now, he did not make the club coming out, but it was very encouraging. He threw 39 of 56 pitches for strikes.
I'm a real boy!
Generated 13 whiffs and struck out 5.
I'm a real boy!
And he surrendered 2 hits and did not walk a batter.
I'm a real boy!
And the Astros, the first team Astros, swung through 13 of his sliders, and he struck out Yordan Alvarez.
I'm a real boy.
So we'll see. We'll see how they do here. We'll see. Good for Forrest.
Perfect time for Forrest to step up, man.
Start out and kill it in Sugar Land.
Yeah, yeah, man. Just be first guy up. Hey, look, because it's thin starting rotation.
Oh, Forrest is, like, the way this is going right now, he's pitching. Unless he just falls off the map, Pinocchio is pitching. He's got. I'd bet he gets 5 starts this year.
Okay.
I'm just saying, by the way, I'll believe it when I see it.
For
the record.
Unless he gets hurt, you're right.
For the record, I'm here for it.
He's jumped in front of Brandon Bielak, right? Like, if
God, he better have.
Last night's performance should have.
If there's, like, if something happens where we've seen it all year, I'm putting a curse. Listen, if you just watched every year, no, we're not seeing a lot
you
of guys.
You cursed the Coug straight out of the tournament, and now you're cursing Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitley. I've not cursed Forrest Whitaker. He's had a pretty good year.
Pretty good run,
pretty good run, good year. Are you still watching the Harlem?
No, I got. I told you my whole story was I got.
Do you not have Hulu?
No, I'm Fubo.
Oh,
you think it's on Fubo?
I don't know. I thought you had Hulu.
I do. I did at one point. I may still. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't done Hulu. That whole check what I'm paying for thing.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. See if you can watch it on there. But no, I didn't. I didn't curse the Cougs or any of them. The Cougs just went out there and played like dog crap. How about my man real quick just announced he was going to the draft and the post, and like just in the locker room. Jaren's just said, yeah, man, you didn't hear about that, Tyler? You missed that? Yeah, the Cougs, they're best pro prospect. He's a lottery pick. I mean, he did not wait a day. Mark Berman and the gang was out there.
No time to waste, huh?
To Kansas City, and he made
him know.
He made his decision, I think, 15 minutes after the ball game ended. So, I mean.
Now that we got our ass kicked, I'm heading to the league.
Now that we know where you are. No, Cody, you couldn't have waited 24? Like, this could have been announced back in Houston.
Nah, at least get your UMH locker cleaned out first.
Nah, man, he didn't get his locker in Kansas City cleaned out before he shut that thing down. But. Forrest is going to go. Here was Forrest talking about, as you said, this last outing probably pushed him ahead of Brandon Bielak. Let's just hope, because Brandon Bielak, he's a sound, nice guy, but he's got.
It's about time for him to join Jake Odorizzi, wherever he is.
Nah, man, he's throwing 88 right down the pipes. But this was Forrest Whitley talking about his outing yesterday.
Obviously, extremely encouraging to get swings like that from a lineup like that. That being said, I thought I was executing everything pretty well. I felt like everything was pretty fluid up there. So, I mean, when it's like that, I feel like I can get anybody.
I'm a real boy!
When it's like that, I feel like I can get anybody.
It's feeling like that.
I like where you at, Forrest. I'm here for it, bud.
Yeah, Brandon Scott attacking me with that. He threw a 92-mile-an-hour slider.
I'm a real boy!
Now he's gonna have to pitch. He'll probably pitch 4 or 5 games this year, get 4 or 5 starts, and we'll see. if he'll make it.
Would be nice if we finally saw him up in the bigs, wouldn't it?
You don't think he's going to take a step in the bigs, do you?
I'm at a point where I can't believe it till I see it. Like, I don't care if they come out and say, tomorrow, Forrest Whitley is going to start for the Houston Astros. I'm not buying it till I see the next day his ass out on the mound.
I hope he stays healthy.
You wrapped that thought up right as that Pinocchio music stopped.
He timed it.
That was really good timing, bud.
Crispy.
Sped it up and timed it. No, man, good for Forrest, man. Good for him, man. We'll see. Hopefully he puts it together. But, boy, I'm telling you, you hope that he if they do need to make a start, that he is in line to do that over Brandon Bielak. But he's looked good in the spring, so.
I'm excited for it. If Forrest Whitley's starting for the Astros, is it appointment television for y'all?
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just make sure I wasn't crazy.
What's he, about 30? Is he?
I'll have to check. But it's not every day, Clint, you get to witness a miracle, so everyone's got to tune into that.
Y'all are real cute, man.
I didn't say that.
Y'all are real cute. I don't think he's far off. I'm not part of this this All I Need is a Miracle or this little Pinocchio gig these boys got going on. I'm not being part of it.
Forrest is only 25.
For the record, Forrest, I'm not.
Is he 25? Good. Well, yeah.
He's only 25. You tried to make him older so you could worry about his age, too?
No, I wasn't going to worry about his age. I just.
Dusty Baker, was he, 96?
But determined, that was Clint. Clinton made Dusty 100.
Oh, yeah, Dusty's older than he was.
The stat that gets me is when Adam Spillane said that man has been in the organization longer than Yuli Gurriel. That done me in, dog. I said, what?
Yeah,
it's over,
Forrest,
Judge.
Forrest has been here before the Astros ever won one World Series.
I know it. He probably don't get no ring to do it.
Hell
they
no.
But they ought to give Forrest two.
No.
They ought to give
not.
Forrest a couple rings, man, just for his stick-to-itiveness.
Stick-to-itiveness.
That's what Bill Raftery would say. Bill Raftery would say that. His stick-to-itiveness. No, man. Hey, is this the year Tyler's finally wrong? Because watching the WBC.
I don't know what it is, but it's not likely.
Let me pull this out. A few things of watching the WBC and then more honestly looking at the numbers. Like Trout and Ohtani had a really good run in the WBC. Ohtani was really good. Trout was really good.
Trout and Ohtani, the darlings of baseball.
And Tyler does this every year. And when I say every year, this has been the last 2 years since I've been around him. But I believe he's done this prior to this. Don't worry about the Angels at all.
You don't?
Don't worry about the Angels at all. I mean, he's bullish. He is bullish.
Don't even let him enter your mind. Don't spend a second on them worrying about
this. Is this the year where they finally play to their expectations? Clint, I don't get it. I think there is a true argument. I think they got the two best players in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, Ohtani's definitely the best in baseball.
With everything he does,
yes,
and
yes.
How he affects from yes. pitching to hitting every day. And then Mike Trout, I think, for years, even his injuries and stuff, for years has been thought as the best. I think they got the two best players in baseball.
Yeah,
and
Trout's really good when he's healthy.
Like Clint, and Tyler's right. But they've finished outside of fourth place once in the last, like, 6 or 7 years. And there was a third place finish.
You know what I'm saying?
They can't stop finishing fourth.
Usually you can put your finger on, like, what the hell
I don't understand.
The problem is because organizations are just so dysfunctional. I don't either I just haven't heard. I don't know, ultimately, what the hell's going on with the Angels. But you're right. It's hard to explain that those kind of struggles when you got to – because Rendon is pretty damn good at third. Well, he got injured too, though, didn't he?
He's pretty good. He got injured some, but he'll be back. Like, they spend, they got players, and like someone just texted in, you need more than two players. Yeah.
But
I'm just saying, you start looking at some rosters of some teams. Like, it is clearly, when you talk about the it factor, the carry factor, something, like, those two guys clearly don't push off something to their teammates. Look at the Astros have injuries all over the place the last couple of years. And maybe it's a culture they've built, but they got guys where, their best players, it kind of trickles down to everybody else. It's like, how the hell you got these two dudes and not, like, they're not even coming close, not to the Astros, to nobody. Fourth place. They're damn near fighting the A's. for dead last are the Rangers when they've been down. It is just,
and it'll happen again this year.
It is,
sir.
It is insane. I don't get that. If those two dudes are healthy, they have got to at least be competing. There's like 10 playoff spots, I believe now, or 7 in each league. They're not even competing. It's insane to me.
But Trout and Ohtani are so good. They're the second coming of Jesus for baseball.
I don't know if they're the second coming of Jesus, but Tyler,
well,
you know
baseball.
Well,
that's what the media would have you believe.
But hold on, but you say the media, they're good though, right?
No, they are good. Okay. The Trout thing is really what bothers me, not so much Ohtani. He's doing things that are nuts. But with Trout, yes, he is a great baseball player, but what percentage of games each year does this dude play in? Like, I don't care if you're great whenever you're healthy. If you're healthy for a quarter of the season,
But if he doesn't get hit by a car again this year, and, which is becoming a yearly thing, if he doesn't get hit by a car again this year, but even when he has been healthy, like I looked it up, like he played 140 some games that year. They won 74 games. Yep. What is going on? That is one I'll never. I understand that baseball is the game in which you don't have like a quarterback that can control and be such a big part of it, or in basketball, one player can dominate like, you know, LeBron or Durant or Giannis. But damn, man, you got the two best, and one of them is extremely unique that can hit 40 and win the Cy Young at the same time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.